The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, when it comes to preventing heart disease, one of the most important factors is cholesterol, and new international guidelines are rewriting how we think about it. Experts now say the focus should be on lifetime exposure to LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, and lowering it earlier for longer rather than doing it later. I'm joined in studio now to tell us what this might mean for patients by Dr. Roisin Colleran, consultant interventional cardiologist at Mater Private Network. Hey, Roisin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
So has the thinking changed on cholesterol and how it's treated?
It has. I mean, there's a move towards, I suppose, earlier recognition of high cholesterol in order that we can treat it earlier. There's more of a thinking about lifetime risk rather than, I suppose, reacting to events like heart attacks or people needing stents, angina, stroke, and I suppose identifying it earlier. So these guidelines recommend that people have their cholesterol checked by the age of 20 now, which is very new. We never really had a defined age cutoff before. But I guess there are certain inherited disorders where people can have high cholesterol. There are people, families where they have very elevated cardiovascular risk. And I guess if you're only checking that for the first time in your 40s, these people often have plaque already in their coronary or cerebral arteries.
Now, the question of having familial high cholesterol anyway, that it's there, the numbers are there, and that they don't seem to do anyone any harm.
Well, so there is, I suppose, a pretty rare condition called familial hyperlipidemia. And that's where people have crazy high cholesterol levels in their 10s or above. And that's something that people are inherit and will have from childhood. So if you check a two-year-old's cholesterol, it can be very high. And that's a different thing. It's rare, but really.
And does it do them harm?
It's funny. For a lot of families, it will, but there are certain families that you will meet that have this condition who don't seem to manifest cardiovascular disease. So for the most part, yes, but the odd family won't.
But the fundamental message here, it's really from the age of 20, you should be checking your cholesterol and doing something about it if it's high.
That's the key.
Now,
exactly,
good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. We need the good cholesterol anyway. So when they measure your cholesterol, do they distinguish between the two or do you get a global number?
Absolutely. So when I ask somebody their cholesterol level, they'll often tell me 6.2 and that's okay, I know it's high, but actually what I really want to know is the LDL and the HDL and triglycerides to some degree, but the LDL is the one we really focus on getting down. And if that is a target, then you can start focusing on things like the triglycerides. The HDL is the good cholesterol. And I tell my patients, the LDL is the guy that likes to cling on to the artery walls anywhere in the body. It doesn't have to be the heart arteries. And the HDL kind of mops up after him. Now, there's only so much he can do. If your LDL is very high, he's working very hard. Again, you'll see some people will have, and it's usually genetic again, they'll have a low HDL. And in fact, our cholesterol tablets, they bring down LDL. They don't bring up HDL. In fact, they'll sometimes lower it further.
Well, you know, we're told we get a high LDL if we eat certain foods. On the other hand, can you eat foods that'll elevate your HDL?
That's a trickier one. I suppose exercise can bring it up to a degree. The eating healthy, really, it's more for LDL lowering. So I suppose what we do is we try and lower the LDL as much as we can. We often won't increase the HDL to target if it is genetically low.
Now, the questions are flying in. This one, I'm a 54-year-old female, put on statins for about 6 years, 10 milligrams. Would love to stop. Really don't know why I'm on it. I walk every day and I'm healthy. Can I give them up?
I don't know. I suppose without knowing what your cholesterol panel looked like to start or what it looks like now, I would imagine it was high and perhaps you were trying to get, I mean, our thinking, our recommendations are if your cholesterol is high, your LDL cholesterol, it's really a focus on lifestyle interventions. And that's also a big focus of these guidelines, trying to get it down by natural means. And I tell people it's about 80% diet. The exercise is helpful. Getting the weight down is the biggest thing, but also, you know, keeping saturated fats to a minimum, you know, things like red meat, not eating them more than maybe once per week. Fresh, you know, oily fish has polyunsaturated fatty acids. White fish is lean. Focusing on the bottom of the food pyramid, the Mediterranean diet, fresh fruit and vegetables, the browner versions of bread, pasta, etc. And that really will help to get it down. It may not fully do the job because there can be a genetic component.
This question, following on the other one, my cholesterol is now normal, which suggests it was at one time high. Should I reduce or discontinue statins? Also, I had normal cardiology investigations for an episode of atrial fibrillation. Will I be able to wean off beta blockers and blood thinners? My AFib was related to antibiotic and statin interaction.
So I suppose to address the first part, it's a very good question. Patients will often ask, well, now it's normal, can I come off it? And I say to people, it's not really a course of antibiotics where you treat an infection, it's gone, you stop the antibiotic. With the cholesterol, if it's now normal, it generally means, and it depends on how normal, but it generally means you need that amount of cholesterol tablet to maintain it. Now, there are very defined cutoffs for different levels of risk, which of course I don't know in this.
I don't know what the resistance to statins, I know people can get joint pain and things like from some statins. And then they change to a different one and the side effect vanishes. But this one, I'm 69, my total cholesterol and LDL a bit high, blood pressure is excellent. How can I reduce LDL without taking statins?
So it is all those diet things I've mentioned and the exercise. There is, from the health food store, there is one natural therapy that does genuinely help to bring down LDL, which is red rice yeast. So for people without a compelling reason for a statin, for example, we haven't documented plaque in any arterial bed or they haven't had a cardiovascular event, it would be reasonable, assuming cholesterol isn't through the roof, to try that.
My cholesterol is 6.3, but I also have high blood sugars. I find it hard to eat to address both with fats, etc. Has Roshan any advice? I'm 65 and female. That's from
Yeah. Paris. And, you know, and I suppose 65 and female, often after menopause for women, our cholesterol panel changes to what we call a more atherogenic cholesterol profile. So the higher LDL than pre-menopause. And again, our fat distribution, our body, unfortunately, becomes more central and more associated with higher cardiovascular risk. Again, it's all the boring stuff. It's the same dietary stuff and the exercise. Unfortunately, there's no easy fix, I guess, these jabs, but I don't think we should all be taking them unless we have a strong indication.
This one here, I take avorvastatin. Clonmel, 20 milligrams for very low cholesterol. I get pains in my legs and heartburn from my daily tablet. Is there any natural diet remedy instead? I'm 70. That's from John.
Yeah, again, it's the same stuff. And again, it kind of depends on risk. Like if you have had cholesterol demonstrated in arteries or have had an event, we're really strongly in favour of statins. But of course, every patient, it's their own decision. You know, if you are having a problem with one statin, we recommend a trial of a second one. And if you have a problem with the second one, we actually recommend a trial of a third one because we consider them life-saving drugs. And every cardiologist over a certain age is taking one because that's how I suppose we see the other side of things and how powerful we consider them. So I guess at that stage, if you've had three and you've ongoing problems despite that, there are non-statin alternatives, but they're very limited.
I've been diagnosed as a lean mass hyper responder and been on a low carb diet for over 20 years. I've very high LDL and HDL, but triglycerides are always low. Should I be worried? I don't smoke, drink. I'm very active. I'm 54, a female with an athletic body. Familial hypercholesteremia is ruled out, but definitely diet related. It's definitely diet related. Statins and ezetimibe. Yeah. Both don't soothe. Both impact my muscle and sleep. PCSK9 inhibitor is my last option.
Okay. So look, it depends on the level and PCSK9 inhibitors would be, I suppose, I obviously don't know your cholesterol levels, but if they've been wondering about familial hypercholesterolemia, they must be very high. PCSK9 inhibitors, they're very strict. They're one of these controlled drugs and you need to meet a certain kind of points. So you need to fulfill a certain number of criteria on this lipid score. And if you do, then you're eligible to have genetic testing. And then in Ireland, you would be eligible for a PCSK9 inhibitor. They're extremely expensive other than that. There are some tablet alternatives apart from that now, bempedoic acid, and there is another injectable if you weren't a candidate for the PCSK9 inhibitors.
I'm 51. I've only recently got my blood pressure under good control with medication. My latest cholesterol was total 6.1, LDL 3.4, non-HDL 4.4. My father lived until he was into his 80s, but he had cardiovascular problems. I've worked hard on diet and exercise, and I feel I've probably maxed out on the lifestyle side, and my doctor wants to discuss cholesterol-lowering drugs at my next appointment. Does this sound like the right stage to be considering a statin?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you've done everything else, like 3.4, an LDL of 3.4 isn't crazy high, but it still is more. You know, these guidelines have moved more towards less than 3 or even less than 2.6, if we can, ideally. So I guess if you've maxed out on everything else, again, I don't have all the details on your cardiovascular risk, but it's not unreasonable. If it were me, I'd be taking it. Yeah.
I follow a good diet, but still my cholesterol is high, 5.8. Is cholesterol hereditary, as several of my siblings are on statins and I don't want to take statins for the rest of my life, but I've tried everything else at this stage. My brother took a heart attack at 60. I am now 60.
So that was a female?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if you're a female, we tend to lag behind by about 9 or 10 years. Fortunately, we're protected until menopause, if it's not early or premature. But to get back to your question, what was the question again?
Is it, I've tried everything else at this stage. They're all on statins except...
Oh, yeah, sorry, you asked about a genetic component. Absolutely, we talk about familial hypercholesterolemia, which is quite a rare thing, and it's a gene cause, but there are definitely small parts of different genes that we can't really test for that do make some families more prone to high cholesterol. So absolutely, you know, we'll often have a slim patient who eats very well and has changed everything to try and get things down to target and just can't, you know, remains quite elevated despite that. Mm. And then you say, well, it's obviously, there's obviously some genetic component. And again, depending on residual level after doing everything else, I guess, and your overall risk, statin therapy may be indicated.
One of the things you mentioned, red yeast rice, and it has been very effective for one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And how many different types of statins are there? I mean, people are talking about sometimes getting joint pain, muscle pain,
yes,
from one statin. Yeah. How many? Yeah. Do you have a selection?
I suppose there's a big selection, and some of them are older. The two that we prefer, because they're the more potent at getting the LDL down, it would be rosuvastatin and atorvastatin. But there are other more older ones, pravastatin, simvastatin, you'll sometimes see used, and some other agents that we don't tend to use as much anymore.
Does menopause affect cholesterol?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we tend to get an increase in our LDL and around the time of menopause. So our risk tends to start catching up after menopause.
A question here, and it's a fairly general one. To what extent can you override the effect of your genes through changes in lifestyle? In other words, if in your genes you've got high cholesterol.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose, well, there's another point. I mean, you're probably talking about family history of heart attacks. You know, I guess we say the cardiovascular disease, certainly heart attacks and angina are 80 to 90% preventable. And that's because 80 to 90% of it is not genetic. We can't change the genes, but we can change everything else. So if you have a strong family history, we tend to get tighter with cholesterol targets, blood pressure.
A final question, Anne, briefly. Do you need LDL to live? I mean, you need HDL, obviously, but do you need LDL?
There was a question mark around this a number of years ago. Could we treat it to too low a target, and was that harmful? And this has kind of been poo-pooed, and now we say it can't be too low. The lower, the better.
The lower, the better. All right. Dr. Roisin Colleran, cardiologist with the Mater Private. Thank you very much, Roisin, for joining us in the studio.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.